Welcome to the hottest podcast around. Good Things Come in Threes, with your expert panel of hosts, Pastor Jack Horner, Pastor Liz Fry, and Pastor John Brock.
Welcome to the podcast, Good Things Come in Threes, a podcast of Trinity Lutheran Church in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania. My name is Pastor Jack Horner, and I am here with my colleagues, Pastor John Brock.
Hi there.
And Pastor Liz Fry.
Hello.
We want to thank everybody who tuned in last time for our conversation about little-known church festivals and commemorations. We hope that you got something out of that, and an appreciation for the church calendar and all the different ways in which Christians celebrate. Today we're going to have a pretty laid-back topic, and that actually really fits well with what the topic is, because we're going to talk a little bit about summer. And I don't know about you, but I just can't wait for summer to come around this time. It just seems like this convergence of what's been happening in the world, especially related to COVID and everything else, that just looks like summer's just going to be a really, really wonderful time. So our topic for today is a summer, a time for refreshing, refocusing, and growing. How's that?
Not bad.
I like it.
All right. All right. So what are some of the things that you guys think of when you think of summer?
Oh, gosh. Well, for me, for the last couple of decades, it's been learning how to live by myself as my spouse goes off to camp, and our children have gone off to camp, and so it's just been me at home. So this summer is going to be a whole lot different, and I'm looking forward to that.
Very good, very good. You know, when I think of summer, it's when I was growing up, and Liz, you probably had the same thing. I spent a lot of time at the pool.
Oh, like every day from the moment the pool opened until the sun went down.
Yeah. So I had a babysitter, and that was part of the routine. She would take me down after lunch, take me down to the pool. Which was always really a great idea for a fair-haired, red-headed kid to go out into the pool out in the open when all they had was SPF 8. And
put on plenty of suntan lotion, not sunblock. Yeah,
SPF 8. As soon as you got in the water, it didn't work anymore. So, that's one of the reasons I'm now seeing a dermatologist every 6 months.
So were you known as Lobster Boy during the summer?
Oh my gosh. I'll tell you, it's funny. I did go through, I did go through like two or three times I could count on being Lobster Boy. Usually the very first time out. And then, you know, my parents, they like to go to the beach sometimes, and but they never heard of beach umbrellas, which I discovered when I was in my 20s and then learned to enjoy going to the beach
my skin is just crawling thinking about this.
My high school best friend, during high school, for the summers he worked for a lawn care company, and he would purposefully wear as little clothing as possible, and he would turn a dark brown.
Wow.
I haven't seen him in years, so I don't know what he's going through now, but I can only imagine.
I had a fraternity brother that never had to put on lotion or anything, and he would just tan naturally. It was crazy. And in the meantime, I'm like burning up, you know.
That was our little tangent for the podcast.
There you go. Wait, were we talking about something?
Wear your sunblock, friends. Skin cancer is real.
That's right. Keep your dermatologist happy. Keep your dermatologist happy. So one of the things that I remember growing up with was the summer jobs that I had. And there's two in particular that I had that I really, really, I really enjoyed. I would work a little bit for my father when I was in my early teens. We had a shoe store in Columbia and Mount Joy, Pennsylvania. And he, he, you know, I guess to give me something to do, I would go and I would stock shelves and stuff like that. But the weeks that I always enjoyed was when Columbia and Mountjoy had their sidewalk sales, because instead of being in the back with all of the cartons and the boxes, he would let me sell, and I would be the one outside selling shoes, you know,
literally on the sidewalk. Yeah.
On the sidewalk. And there would be only one shoe out. Right. Cause you don't want people to walk off with the shoes. So if somebody wanted to try the shoe, that a particular shoe, they would ask for the other shoe.
Right.
And I would get a chance to do some sales. And that was just a lot of fun, meeting people, they're interested in shoes. They want to find something. You get to help make them happy because they find like the perfect pair of shoes for a good price. And I don't know. I think that's where I really started enjoying the whole sales stuff. So that was one of my jobs. And of course, the other one was Camp Nwakwa. I worked maintenance for 2 years in Camp Nwakwa and was able to do a little bit of counseling as well for a couple weeks out of that year when there were a lot of kids and they needed extra counselors. So that was really wonderful.
Jack, I think I've asked you this before. Was that high school or college that you were at Nwakwa?
That was high school. I think in 81, I was starting to think about ministry and wondering about that. And so my pastor sent me off to Camp Nwakwa to be a camper, a senior high camp. And I did that in 1981. And I was like, I never saw so many Lutherans in my life, because I was in a small congregation. Yep. I'm like, wow, all these kids, they're all like Lutherans. I mean, it was amazing. And it was a great, great experience. I mean, spiritually just got me excited about, I mean, really helped me on my way of discernment. To be a pastor. Yeah.
I believe it.
And then my junior year of high school, I went back and I started working there. So I was on the staff, doing maintenance. And then in my senior year, I came back as well, to be maintenance. And boy, that was hard. That was hard work. I mean, it was really, really hard work. We were up first thing in the morning with everybody else, and I think we worked till like, I want to say 3:30, 4 o'clock. And I mean, we're cutting wood and that retention pond that's over down the road. We had to go there with sickles.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because size, that's a bigger version of a sickle. And just, I mean, all that, you drop us off in the morning, come back, pick us up for lunch. And then we had to go back for another 3 hours, and just, oh my gosh, that was such hard work. But boy, it taught me a lot too. And it was just really, really, that was a really great experience. What are some summer jobs you guys had?
Well, you were talking about the pool. The pool was what I lived and breathed every summer. I couldn't get enough of it. So as soon as I was allowed to be a lifeguard, I started lifeguarding at 15, and that was my summer job the whole way until I graduated from college.
Wow.
So I would sit up on that big high chair and blow my whistle and yell at kids. And only to keep them safe. Only to keep them safe. I perfected twirling a whistle on my finger. I was really good at taking out trash.
Did you have aviator glasses too? You know, the ones
absolutely.
Were the mirrored ones.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
Now, did you wear the ball cap or did you just have the big umbrella?
I just had a big umbrella.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
But what'd I also do? Got really, really tan and made poor skin choices during those years.
Yeah. Just wait for another 20 years.
I know.
Your dermatologist will be yelling at you too.
I'm lucky I don't burn as easily as you do, Jack.
Yeah. Well, actually it hasn't been that way. It's weird because in the last, Last 20 years, somehow as I came into my 20s, I started doing better as far as that, all that stuff was concerned. So, yeah.
Well, I personally rarely had specific summer jobs because in high school, any job that I had, I just would keep it on into the school year, or if I had started during the school year, I'd keep that on during the summer. Other than I mowed our lawn and I mowed a couple of neighbors' lawns, but that's, you know, that really wasn't much of a job. But in college, between my sophomore and junior year, I worked, I did something that I really like that's probably primarily responsible for where I am today. And I worked for a not-for-profit organization called A Christian Ministry in the National Parks. ACMNP is the acronym. And they help provide workers to go into national parks, recreation areas, monuments, specifically to work full time there, but then in their off times, then they would do things like put together interdenominational times of worship or lead Bible studies for the fellow workers or whatnot. And so the summer after my sophomore year in college, I was out at Yellowstone National Park, and I worked that summer at the Old Faithful area. And I was on a team of six, and I was the student pastor.
Wow, yeah. That's cool. That's cool.
Cool, John. I didn't know you did that.
Yep. And then I actually ended up taking a year off of college, and I continued on with them, and I worked for a while at Lake Mead National Recreation Area, and then spent my greatest amount of time from December through the following August at Lassen Volcanic National Park in Northern California.
Very good.
Cool.
Very
good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a neat summer job.
Yeah.
Well, so what, you know, one of the things, of course, that we think about with summer is vacations. And that's probably where we get the opportunity to kind of just refresh and just take a step back and just see how we can enjoy the beauty of nature. Oftentimes, you know, people go either to the beach or to the mountains. My family tends to be the mountain type people. We've had some really great vacations also a national park, Acadia National Park.
Oh, sure.
Up in Maine.
Yep.
We've gone to Bar Harbor many, many times and just have done a significant amount of hiking up there, which is just great because the topography is so different. You know, you can be in the mountains, you can be on top of a mountain, you can be in a marshy area, walking along a rocky coast. I mean, there's just all sorts of different things, that different experiences that you can have in one place. That's really great. What are some memorable vacations you might have had growing up?
Well, we all, because at most of my younger time, my dad was an electrical engineer, and he was working for a telephone company, and the plant would always shut down for 2 weeks, first 2 weeks in July. And so we would always, every year, go down to North Carolina to spend time with my dad's family. So, you know, and so most of that time was spent in North Carolina. We would take some day trips, but throughout the year, not necessarily in the summer, throughout the year, we took other trips like, going to Nauvoo, Illinois, or running down to Mammoth Cave. You know, we would take long weekends to do things like that. Growing up in the Chicago suburbs, they weren't as far away as they are from here in central Pennsylvania. Yeah. We could do that in a weekend.
Yeah. We were pretty standard central Pennsylvania, and that was, you know, take your week and go to the shore.
Yep. That's what I was going to say. That's what we did.
Yeah. Either Ocean City, New Jersey, Ocean City, Maryland, Wildwood Crest. You know, those are the places that we tended to go.
Yeah.
Did you ever go up to Knoebels Grove?
No.
Oh, that's the amusement park right outside of Elysburg, which is where my first call was.
Okay. I did that later. Later oh, I'd gone up there, and yeah, that's neat.
Yeah.
So yeah, again getting with the sun thing. What I love about that park is it's in the woods, mm-hmm. you know, right? It's very mm-hmm. few, you know, you're not going to get a sunburn there yep. probably, you yep. know, it's really kind of refreshing and neat actually. Yeah. That's kind of a cool place. Well, so what are you going to do this summer? What are some of your plans this summer?
I'm going to go to the shore as much as I possibly can.
There you go.
Yeah. Kyle, my husband, and I are very lucky because we have a place to stay down there anytime we want because of Kyle's parents. And we're very thankful for that.
Very cool.
So yeah. We steal off as often as possible.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this summer I wanted to make sure that I definitely got out because I didn't really do anything, hardly anything last year. So I have made a commitment to try to play more golf this year in the summer, but that'll be more like around here. And
right.
Of course, we also have a couple of years ago, we bought kayaks.
Oh, and, yeah.
Yeah. So we're probably going to be doing some more kayaking, trying to find some other places to do kayaking. I wouldn't mind doing the Juniana River. Mm-hmm. That's a nice slow moving river yeah. for the most yeah. part. So that'll be a nice one to do as yeah. well.
Well, yeah, like I had said earlier, this is the first summer in over 20 years that Marianne is no longer the director at Nwakwa, and so I know she's really looking forward to doing things this summer, but I'm hoping to do be able to take a lot of day trip on rail trails. Got a new bike last year and a new bicycle, and so it's specifically built for trails. It's called a gravel bike, and I'm really hoping that I can get out on trails and do a whole lot more biking.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. That'll be nice.
I think I'm going to drag Kyle up a bunch of mountains this summer.
That'll put a big strain on you, Liz, if you're dragging him up.
I think we'll do a lot of hiking. Yeah. We did a lot of hiking last year because we couldn't really do a whole lot. And that was, okay, good. I thought I was having technical difficulties. Sorry, folks. We didn't get to do a whole lot, so we just decided to hike as much as we possibly could.
So who will be the official map reader, Liz?
Oh, that's a great question. From now on, I will be the official map reader. Kyle has been demoted.
Oh, no. There's a really cool app, actually. Did you ever see the app All Trails?
Oh, we love All Trails.
Oh, yeah. That's excellent. I just actually got that. One of our members recommended it to me, and so I decided to get it. And it really does a nice job, showing you with the trails. It uses GPS, of course, mm-hmm. but also gives you a lot of recommendations and can give you trails that are close by that maybe you didn't know about before. So that's nice. We're big hikers as well. So that's something that we'll be doing. And I think I'm going to try to do the Appalachian Trail again, for like a 3-day, you know, 2-night, 3-day.
Oh, sure.
Trip.
Yeah.
Hopefully I won't do it like I did last time with it when it was 98 degrees. So that I only lasted a day.
I hope it doesn't rain for you.
Yeah. Yeah. But we do enjoy getting out there and hiking. That's always, you know, that was something that all my kids enjoyed, and they're very different. You know, there's four of them. They're all very different, different ages. And yet for some reason, that was something they liked to do all together. And this was before every kid having a cell phone too, which was actually kind of nice. Or you didn't even have cell service at that time. You know, it was really spotty, especially in rural mountainous areas. Forget it. You just couldn't do it. But it meant everybody just had to focus on the walk and talking and being together. And boy, that was a real, you know, I look back on that as a real blessing, a real wonderful thing.
We would often do that on Sunday afternoons after church. We'd pack our lunches and off we'd head out into the woods. And I love that.
Yeah, that's great. Another thing I'm going to be focusing on is we've been working on our garden and landscaping at our house that we've had now for a year and a half to almost 2 years. And so, I'm going to be doing some gardening. you know.
Well, so that'll be fun.
Will you
make raised beds, or are you gonna, is your soil good enough to go right into the dirt?
Well, it's into the dirt, but you know that we're, it's this packed clay type thing, but
yeah, okay.
We did do a lot of significant plantings, and actually this year, I mean, I can't wait to have the staff come out, and we'll definitely have the staff come for like a barbecue or something, an outing. Cause we just Linda and I just spent all day yesterday planting, the second level of shrubs and everything like that. So it really, really looks nice. So we're really looking forward to having everybody come out to see. It was something we were planning on doing last summer, but everybody was kind of hunkered down last summer.
Yeah. So. Yep.
Yeah. So this will be, we'll have to set a date at the next staff meeting. So have everybody come out. That would be awesome. So what are some of your other plans? Any other plans that you have in particular for this summer? How about you, John?
Well, we're cousin of Marianne is getting married at the end of June down in Florida. And so we're going to Florida, and I know it's going to surprise you, but we might even be able to sneak in a 1-day trip over to Disney.
Really?
Florida. I know.
What's that like?
I don't know. You know, it's been so long since I've been to Disney. It's hard to remember. So we're looking for that. That's kind of, like I said, that's the end of June. So we're looking forward to that.
You just want to make sure they don't forget about you, right?
That's right. Yes. Okay. Yes. They're building the Brock Memorial Wing on one of the resorts there. Yeah.
Nice. Well, one of the things I'm going to be doing this summer is I'm going to take, like Pastor Brock did, like John did on last year in August, I'm going to do a mini sabbatical. I'm going to go to your old stomping grounds as a part of that, Yellowstone. Yeah. My son and I are going to take an RV out there, but on the way out there, I'm going to stop at Hope Lutheran Church in West Des Moines, Iowa, which is the largest ELCA Lutheran church, a real dynamic pastor there. And I'm going to be able to spend a morning with him asking questions about ministry. This is a congregation that has really done a great job with the anchor church model, where the large church kind of comes alongside other congregations and helps develop ministry with them, as well as all sorts of digital social media, the hybrid church that a lot of people are talking about as we kind of come out of this pandemic, that, you know, there's going to be this desire for continued accessibility to ministry online, online or through digital means. And so they had done a really great job with that as well. So it's going to be a really great opportunity to kind of learn from a pastor practitioner and get to meet with some of the staff as well. So I'm really kind of really looking forward to that. Of course, part of that's going to be reading a couple books as well, and taking the time just to kind of refocus my ministry as it relates to Trinity, and I'm sure it'll be a really fruitful time.
Good.
Yeah. Well, and Trinity itself is going to do some of this refocusing as well. Again, as we do come out of this this COVID time, and we get to whatever the new normal is, that means, boy, there's a lot of planning to do for that. So we're going to be looking at in the fall for a lot of opportunities for members of our congregation to be able to re-engage in ministry. And so the summertime is going to be one of those times where we can just begin that process of thinking through what do we want to be? Where do we want to go?
Yeah.
What are the things that are going to be the priorities for us kind of moving forward? And so we've got some really neat things, I think, that are planned for people in the congregation. Of course, one of those things is Vacation Bible School. And Liz, you want to share a little bit about some of the things that we might be thinking about there?
Sure. Well, now with some of the changes happening around COVID, we're kind of reassessing what Vacation Bible School is going to look like. And so we're exploring our options. We talked about doing it online. We'll see if maybe we have the opportunity to do something different, maybe a little in person. But we're looking at the last week of July. So keep your eyes peeled for Vacation Bible School coming then.
Yeah, that'll be really good. And I know, along with the idea of camping, I know the church camps are really excited to be able to welcome kids back to church camp, to in-person church camp. And so Trinity gives scholarships to kids, a little bit of a discount on those opportunities to be able to go to church camp, and they can, you know, and we can have a, you know, you can have a really, really wonderful, wonderful experience at church camp. It's, you know, there's outdoor activities, a lot of learning, a lot of spiritual development that can happen as well. So, you know, we want to encourage all of our parents to take a look at Camp Nwakwa, Camp Kirkenwald, and just see some of the opportunities that they have. There are also camps that are specific to certain things, you know, like if you like to bike, for example. Yep. I think they have biking camps or trailblazing camps and all sorts of things like that. So you really, really great ideas for kids in the summer. Get them out of the house. They've been in the house too much this year. get them out of the house and exploring the beauty of God's nature.
And more importantly, learn get to be able to remember what it's like to not have your kids around you 24 hours a day.
Well, that's a good thing too. Yeah. Yeah. That's a nice thing too. One of the things that we're planning at Trinity that I think we're going to have a lot of fun with, you know, one of the things that we hear from people continuously, people, new members or even members of our congregation for a long period of time, is the how important the music is to what we do in worship, but also as volunteer activities, people in choirs and bands and playing different instruments. It's something that's just really, really important to people. And so we thought we would do a special Bible study that's going to be both in person as well as virtual in small groups, online, small group Zoom meetings. And it's going to be on music and faith. And it's going to be the pastors that are going to be doing it, but also our two musicians, Tim and Debbie, are also going to be a part of it. And I think we're going to have some really great learnings and information from those folks about the role of music in faith development, and you know, how and also what does the Bible say about music and how music helps us in our worship life. So I'm really looking forward to that. That's going to be a 5-week series that we're going to do in, I think it's in July, right? The month of July, beginning.
I think that's correct. I don't honestly remember.
Yeah. I think it's like the last week of June and then into July. And so make sure you pay attention to that on our website to see those being formed and coming together. But I'm really looking forward to that. I think it's going to be a fun topic for everybody in the congregation to kind of learn, for them to learn about. So then there are a couple other things that are happening. Anybody want to make any plugs to some of the things that you're looking forward to?
Oh, you know, I love a good plug. lots of great things, opportunities to support some of our ministry and mission partners in July. We'll do the Christmas in July, Christmas in July giving tree. And so we'll be collecting items for some of our local ministry partners. And then in August, we will welcome back, I've missed this, Bread Weekend. And the missions team will be baking bread and we'll be selling bread on July 31st and August 1st. And that will be going to World Hunger. So good stuff. I'm looking forward to it.
And I would just like to remind folks that, you know, we have started up again the worship on Saturday evening. Saturday evening's 5 o'clock in Fellowship Hall. So all are invited to come on out. Especially if you're a little bit concerned about trying to come back to the building. There is that the Saturday night worship, I don't want to say that there's not very many people there. What I mean to say is that because it generally is a little bit smaller number, we're able to spread out more in Fellowship Hall, so that whether you're wearing a mask or not, you should feel safe. But of course, it's always one of our fine preachers who will be there presiding, and it's a good opportunity to work your way back into the building again.
Yeah, and also remember too, as we get ready for the fall, you know, if you are thinking about wanting to just get back into it and wanting to serve and maybe serve in a different way, please talk to one of the pastors about that, especially Pastor Liz, about opportunities that might be coming up. One of the things that we've really expanded in this past year, because we had to, was the role of technology. And so there's some real great opportunities, especially for younger people to get involved with our tech crews. We are really hoping to expand our tech crews by 3 times. And partly because that's something we're going to need. We're going to need people who know how to work that soundboard and, you know, want to be a camera operator. Because we're planning on really fully embracing this hybrid model of church where, you know, it's just not going to be a Bible study for 10 or 12 people. It's going to be, you know, 10 or 12 people will be in person, and there will be another 50 who can watch it online, or 60 who can watch it online. So we're going to be doing that with our faith formation classes, as well as our worship times as well, so that we can get, you know, basically share the gospel with people wherever they happen to be. And so there's a lot of needs for people to be able to help out with that. So if you want to help out with that, please make sure you contact the church and let us know, because I think it's a real great opportunity for us to become the church that God wants us to become. Well, this was fun talking about the summer. I'm pretty excited about all of our vacations and our plans that we have for being able to refresh and refocus and to grow ourselves as well as our ministry. And so just remember to be the church. Jesus is Lord, and to share the good news. So we want to thank you for joining us. And join us next time when we have a really interesting conversation about an exciting ministry that's happening down in Guatemala, called Hope Academy, and the ministry that's connected to it, Tree for Hope. And we'll be joined by Jen and Dave Hope Tringali as they share that wonderful ministry with us. We hope you'll listen in. In the meantime, seek the good.
Be the good.
Share the good.
Because good things come in threes.
Come in threes.
Pastor Liz, you want to send us out with a blessing?
I would be happy to. May the glory of God's goodness be revealed to you. May the grace and peace of Jesus Christ take root in you. And may the inspiration of the Holy Spirit fill you with joy. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Take care, everybody. God bless.
See ya.
Bye, friends.